the original translation, the King James says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in all the earth."
Bless him. Hallelujah.
And I firmly believe that this is all about God wants to get the attention of the heathen. And while we're in lockdown, God is wanting his church to become refined and sensitive to him, to become strong in faith and sensitivity for when God opens the door.
Amen, that's right.
He shut the door of the ark, and it says in the days of Noah, so in the days of the Son of Man. And God closed the ark's door, and he opened the door when he was ready and when his people were ready. And I believe that's what God is calling us to, because if you look at the days that we're in, they're just like the days of Noah. Men were doing whatever they were usually did and becoming more and more evil and less God-focused and had no awareness of him whatsoever. And it's just a mirror of where we are now. And I was reading Psalm 36. Again, no, it's not that one.
It's a Message version, is it, Grace?
Yeah, Psalm 50.
I can put it on.
Psalm 50. It's quite a few verses, but if you just bear with me.
It's on the screen now, Grace, if you can see it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going from verse 4. Talking about God. He summons heaven and earth as a jury. He's taking his people to court. Round up my saints who swore on the Bible their loyalty to me. The whole cosmos attests to the fairness of this court, that here God is judge. And he says to his people, "Are you listening, dear people? I'm getting ready to speak. I'm about ready to bring you to trial. This is God, your God, speaking to you. I don't find fault with your acts of worship, the frequent burnt sacrifices you offer. But why should I want your blue ribbon bull or more and more goats from your herds? Every creature in the forest is mine, and the wild animals on all the mountains. I know every mountain bird by name. The scampering field mice are my friends. If you get hungry, do you think I'll tell you? All creation and its bounty are mine. Do you think I feast on venison or drink draughts of goat's blood? No, spread for me a banquet of praise. Serve your God, a high God, a feast of kept promises. And call for help when you're in trouble. I'll help you, and you'll honour me." And just want to stop there a second before I go on. What I think God is saying, I don't want your rituals. I don't want your religion. I want worship. I want loyalty. I want obedience. I want absolute attention and trust and dependence on me. That's what I'm calling you to do. And then he calls up the wicked, and he says to the wicked, "Why are you quoting my laws, talking like you and I are good friends. You never answer the door when I call. You treat my words like garbage. If you find a thief, you make him your buddy. Adulterers are your friends of choice. Your mouth drools filth. Lying is a serious art form with you. You stab your own brother in the back. You rip off your little sister. I kept a quiet patience while you did these things, and you thought I went along with your game. I'm calling you on the carpet now, laying your wickedness out in plain sight. Time's up for playing fast and loose with me. I'm ready to pass sentence, and there's no help in sight. It's the praising life that honours me. As soon as you set your foot on the way, I'll show you my salvation. And I really feel God is saying to the world, this is what you're guilty of, but as soon as you step back to me and get on the right way, I'll show you, I'll set you free, and I'll show you my salvation.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Praise God.